Okay, today's daf is the Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav, and we started to discuss the Mishnah says that women are obligated in all mitzvahs lo sase except for three: Baltatami Lamesim, for an Eshes Kohen and a Bas Kohen, Baltashris, and Baltakif. We mentioned the discussion at the end of the day of the Nikaf, not just the Makif, but how much is the Nikaf, the one who's getting his hair cut, how much he is responsible for. There is a discussion, a Chakira in the Achronim, whether the Nikaf, the one who is getting his hair cut, assuming that there is some way that he can be chayiv, whether he's misayeya, whether he lets himself be cut, is that a separate iser of Nikaf, betoras Nikaf, getting hair cut, or is that a type of makif? Is that a type of makif? So there's a number of Rishonim that discuss this, but one is they quote just the Machlokas Rambam Raivin in the Misefer HaMitzvahs. In the Misefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam counts it as one iser. Makif and Nikaf, it's all included. And the Ravid says, why? Count it as two? Should be two separate Averis. Again, seemingly discussing whether the Nikaf is Chayat Batoris Makif, a different type of Makif, or two separate Isur. Okay, so let's continue now from where we're up to. Okay, there's more to say about that. We have to listen back to the Nazir Shiurim, where we discussed at length shaving issues and Giluach Sheish Bashchasa. That was all then. So now we start with the second Y line on Lamed Hema base. Isi Tani. Af bal yikruchu nasha beturos. Not only bal tashkus and bal takif, but also bal yikruchu. The pasuk says bal yikruchu. Where's the pasuk? The pasuk is quoted in Rashi, in the banim below banos Rashi. Banim atem l'ashem l'keichem lo says go to do v'lo says simu karcha banim. Right, right below banos l'karcha lo yikruchu karcha. So the EC says that avera of marking oneself when one is very upset because there was a ptira, there was a relative, women are also pturos from that iser, even though it doesn't seem to be limited. My time at the EC, so what is the makar for EC? So the Gemara is going to quote three different possibilities what the makar for EC is, and that'll take us to the next Mishnah. Possibility number one, the Darashachi. Banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Patek says, you are Hashem's sons. Losis go to do. Don't, right, we know what losis go to do is the not pshat of losis go to do. Don't make agudos agudos, as the Gemara in Yevama says, don't split up into groups. But the pasha of losis go to do is, oh, don't mark yourself when you're upset. And don't mark yourself between your eyes for a dead body because you're upset. Why? Because you are a holy nation. This is what the non-Jews, certain Ovdei Avodah Zarah, used to do in terms of tattooing even and gouging themselves when there was a ptira. So we darshim banim velo banos likarcha. It says banim atem at the beginning of the pasuk. So we darshim only sons, meaning males and not females, likarcha for this iser of velo sasim likarcha. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Ata omer likarcha eino el legedida. Does the banim at the beginning of the pasuk go only on go on karcha later on in the pasuk, or also on gedida earlier in the pasuk? I say no. Once you have the end of the pasuk that says you are a holy nation, so that already includes gedida. Because if you are a holy nation, you will not mark and wound yourself. So the banav lobanos must be including the second phrase of the pasuk likarcha of marking oneself. So one part of the pasuk is an inclusion, one is an exclusion, right? But kiyam kadosh is an inclusion, and banamatem is an exclusion. So the Gemara asks, "Mari isla rabos is a gedida lohotzias karcha? Why do I include gedida but exclude karcha? Right? Gedida is also different types of marking and gouging. Mar banias a gedida she yeshna b'makom aseir v'shlo b'makom aseir. I include gedida because the Israel of gedida lohotzias go to do means anywhere on the body. It's a more common, a more prevalent avera, because anywhere one makes a mark on one's body, one violates lo siskodidu on a mace. Umoti ani esa karcha shein ela b'makam seir. But karcha is specifically in a place where there is hair, and therefore, as we'll see, it says b'nei nechem, we're going to darshan it the same way as tefillin, so it's only with his hair, and that's why it's a more limited avera. So once it's a more limited, if we have a choice which one to exclude women from, so we will exclude it from that one. Period. The Gemara says, 1 second. Maybe women should be excluded from both, from karcha and gedida. What about the phrase at the end of the pasuk, which is an inclusion? Bisrita hu dechsev. That should be talking about a different type of marking, srita. Rashi says that even though, what's the difference? Srita and Gedida. So we think one might be with your hand and one might be with a utensil, with a blade, right? But and even though it doesn't say, where does it say Srita in the Pasuk? Oh, so that's a different pasuk though. So the pasuk says, Rashi says in the second wide line, the Alpha got the Srita Bahayin Yana Loksiv, Kima de Dam Yulagadida, Kasvahacha. Even though it's not exactly the same word, but since it's a similar process, maybe we would say the pasuk is including or excluding, or at least relating to it. So maybe we would say women are excluded both from Karcha and from Gedida, and only included in Srita. So the Gemara says, no, Ksavar Isi, Srita v'Gedida, Achasi. No, he holds that Srita and Gedida are both, so if they're included in one, they're included in the other. You can't say that one is included, one is excluded. That is all number one source for Isi ben Yehuda, that women are excluded, not only from the three in the Mishnah. There's a fourth one. There's a fourth Lo Saseh, he says Isi, that women are excluded from, and that is the Isser of Lo Yikrchu Karcha ben Enechem Lemes. That is number one. The Ritva, though, says that even though all these apply, women are excluded from one, but even though they're usser in Srita and Gedida, there is no separate isser of hitting yourself. Of hitting yourself, not wounding yourself. But let's say banging your head against the wall. So the Ritva says, that's not asa daraisa. I guess if you end up wounding, so that'll be isser chavala. But the Ritva says, t'chol chad minayo mashma bein biyad bein mekli, Srita and Gedida both usser according to Isi. U'b'chol chad minayo chayv shtayim. At the end, u'mihu dafka great of a Srita asura. Aval haka'a al besaro shari. But hitting oneself because one is upset, so then that is mutter. Like it says in Sanhedrin, there Rabbi Akiva was so upset when his Rebbe Rabbi Eliezer died that he hit himself until Ashadamo Shotes Laris. Right, but specifically, it wasn't even until blood came out, but it wasn't included in the Yisurim here of Sarita and Gedita. You have to come on to other issues of wounding oneself. Maybe there you have the issue of Davashen and Miskavin, get into the parasha. But again, if it's specifically trying to wound oneself, that's where there is a problem. That is number one. Okay, number two source. Again, much of the action is a little later on the daf. Abaya Amar, Hainu Taim de Isi. This was the Makar for Isi. To Gamar, Karcha Mebnei Aaron. You're learning out from Bnei Aaron, Xer Shavim. The same exact Gemara that we had yesterday, we're going to have today. Malahala Nashim Peturos, Afkan Nashim Peturos. Just like by all the Parsha, beginning of Parsha's Emar, we say Bnei Aaron, the beginning of the Parsha, goes on everything in the Parsha. So Afkan Nashim Peturos, so too, the Pazik said in general, to all Bnei Yisrael, women are exempt from. The Isfir Landachi Kasib, Kra, Bakulian Yanu Dechsiv, if, as we said yesterday, if we assume that the beginning of Parshas Emor, where it says Bnei Aaron, is going on every halacha in the parsha, so then Nishta Kramine. So why do we need the Gzera Shava for? Forget the Gzera Shava. V'teisi b'kal v'chomer and learn it out from a kal v'chomer. Again, we know that a kal v'chomer well kedarshan on them by themselves. Gzera Shava you need a mesorah for. So we was asking, what do you need a mesorah? Use this Gzera Shava for something else. Gzera Shavas are passed down. The words are passed down, but not always. The specific halacha that's learned out from the two comparable words are passed down. So that's why sometimes you have machlokas about Gzeira Shava. Why? Because it could be that the general point of Gzeira Shava, the words, this is what the Meiri says in Masecha Shavuos, the words are passed down, but not always the exact halacha. So here the Gemara says, so what do you need the Gzeira Shava here specifically? Learn it out from a Kavah Chomer, which one could darshan themselves. The Anamina, and I would have said, Umakonim Shriba Behenakata Mitzvahs Yiseros. If by Kohanim, where there are many, many mitzvahs by that Shevet, Bnei Aaron Velo Bonos Aaron, yet women are exempt, so surely Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, the rest of Bnei Yisrael, who do not have as many mitzvahs, aren't so many different, but they don't have as many mitzvahs, and surely their women should be exempt too. So what do you need the Gzera Shava for? So the Gemara says, no, Ilav Gzera Shava, Havi Amina, Hipsaka Inyan. Without the Gzera Shava, I would have said maybe that Bnei Aaron at the beginning of the Parsha is not going on the whole Parsha. I would have said it's only going on the first pasuk, the first few psukim. So the Gemara says, Hasunami name a Hipsaka Inyan. So how does the Gzera Shava solve that? Maybe the whole parsha is not related to the first pasuk. So v'imishum gzeirah shava, and what would I learn the gzeirah shava for then? What else would the gzeirah shava be used for? Like I alluded to before, we better look at the Tanya. I would have used it for the following: lo yikrchu. It says you can't wound or scratch yourself. Yachal afilu kiriach arba v'chamish karchos lo yichai v'lo achas. I might think that if you did it in four or five places, you're only chayiv one. Tama lomar karcha l'chayiv kolachas v'achas. That's why it has the extra word karcha. That's the gzera shava karcha to teach you that you're chayiv on each kiriach. Birosham. And what does the word Birosham teach me? Well, the Matamalomar, what is that extra word coming to teach me? Lavisha Namar Losis Godudu, since it says in Dvarim, in Re'e, I think. Losis Godudu, don't make the wounds. Losisimu Karcha Renechem Lameis, and don't make the scratches between your eyes. I might think that you take it literally, you're only chayev between the eyes. Right between the eyes. How do I know to include the entire head? That's the extra pasuk of Birosham in Emor, and you use the Gzeirah Shavah to compare the two parshios. So that's what the Gzeirah Shavah is used for. To teach you in one direction your chayev on each karach, and the other way to be machayev on the entire head. And we continue. Once we're talking about the Gzeirah Shavah, we mentioned all the things that we would have learned out from and to each parsha. I would have only known this halacha, that you're chayiv on the entire head, only by konim, because that's an emor, that word Barosham. Yisrael minal, and how do I know to bring it over? So that's the Gzeirah Shavah, an emor kan karcha, an emor lahalan karcha. Ma kan chayiv al karcha va karcha. Just like here, you're chayiv on each kireach in re'eh, the chayiv al arosh kebein ha'inayim, and I'm saying an emor, and you're chayiv on the rosh like bein ha'inayim, because it says Barosham. Av lahalan chayiv al karcha va karcha, so too there in re'eh, you're chayiv on each kireach, the chayiv al harosh kebein ha'inayim. Uma lahalan al meisav kan al meisav. Just like there is talking about, specifically referring to when one is in a state of depression because of the Ptira of the mace. So to hear about Ptira la mace. End question. But what is all that? What is all that? That's all to teach me that this is what we could have used the Gzeirah Shavah for. Therefore, you don't need the Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah is not open to compare the Parshios to compare it in terms of Baal lo yikrachu karcha, and therefore it wouldn't be a makar for Isi. So the Gemara answers, Imke nichlov kra kerach. My karcha, shvamin atarti. Okay, the extra letter is good enough for EC to use. Period. That's the end of the second makar for EC. Again, number one was banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. Number two was this makar of the gzeir shava of karcha karcha mibnei Aaron. Are you only chayev daraisa ala meis? What if a person does it stam? You make the sritos, you make the kireach without ala meis. So if you look in the last halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Last halacha, Yud Beis Tezayin. HaKoreach Rosho O HaSoreit Bibsaro. Let's say somebody pulls out his hair, scratches his flesh. Al Beiso Shenafal. Because his house fell down. The Al Svina Shetava Bayam. They heard the market went bust. That's the Svina Shetava Bayam in the times of the Gemara and the Rishon, right? They had all their investments in the boats. That's where all their merchandise was. So what happens if you start, right, scratching and wounding oneself because of that? Potter. Your potter. Ve'eno loke ela alameis belvad. And you don't get malchus except if you do it on alameis. Oh, sorry, la vodazara. Only meis or vodazara. So there's a discussion in the Achronim, what does potter mean? We know in Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam tells me there are three levels. Chayiv, potter, and mutter. Potter means asamid rabbanon. But does potter always mean asamid rabbanon outside of Hilcha Shabbos? So that is unclear. The Achronim discuss it. It could be that it's Aser Midirabban. I think that's how the Torah understands the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, that there's still an Isser Derabbanan even on not Al Meis. Even not Al Meis. But there's something special about doing it Al Meis.
When the Gemara says here Al Meis means also Avodah Zarah?
Does it mean that it must be another marker? That's specifically Al Meis. Where does Avodah Zarah come from? That might be another Gemara.
Is that Pasha
Sakra,
I think?
The Kam Kadosh Atel Lashem Lokecha. So that might be the understanding of not doing it for Avodah Zarah. Right, with the later part of the Pasuk. Okay, so that is all makar number two. Now we have makar number three, Rava Amar. Rava says, "Hi, no time at the Isa. Isi, this is what Isi suggests. This is the makar. The Yalef Bein Einechem Tfilin. You learn the Bein Einechem from Tfilin. Right, it says here Bein Einechem, it says by Tfilin. Malahala Nashim Paturos, Afkan Nashim Paturos. Just like women are exempt from Tfilin, as we had in the previous Dafim, so too women are exempt from this Isser as well. So now we go back and forth. Rava, my time alomar kabaya. Why didn't Rava, number three, who said you learn that from Tfilin, say like Abaya, who said the Gzeirah Shavah of Karcha. Kara Karcha Lomashvaleh. He doesn't think that as an extra letter. Right? Kara Karcha, that's not extra, so you can't say that the Gzeirah Shavah is learned out from that extra letter. If you have Abaya, my time alomar kabaya, Abaya number two. Why didn't he agree to Rava number three of Bein Einechem? Omar lecha, Tfilin gufayu mehacha gamala. No, you can't learn from tefillin, because tefillin itself is learned from here. How you interpret tefillin. Malahalan, makam sha'osin karcha, begovo shal rosh. Just like the isra of lo yikrachu karcha. Where does that isra apply to? Where do they usually make their incisions on the top of the head, even though it says Bein Einechem. They usually make their incisions are on top of the head, but Gova Shal Rosh. Avkan Malkam Anacha Begova Harosh. So to hear the place that's Aser is Begova Harosh, and that's what's learned there. You learned from Karcha to Tefillin, and not the opposite.
I thought he said you're Chayiv on all
of Rosh. You're Chayiv on, which one, who, Abaya?
Yeah.
Abaya, but that might not be for Lo Yikrachu, right? It might be Lo Sisko to do. You have to know what Peroshim is going on. So that's Begova Shal Rosh. Let's talk for a moment, right, regarding the Makom of Hanachas Tefillin of Shal Rosh. The Mishnah Brura says, many are nichshal in this, one has to be very careful. The exact placement of the Tefillin Shal Rosh. Makom Hanachas Tefillin Shal Rosh, says the Shulchan Aruch HaSimin Chav Zayin. May haschalas ikre haseyar, from the beginning of the roots of the hair. Mi mitzcho ad sof hamakom, from the forehead. Ad sof hamakom shemocho shel tinuk drofes, until the place where the skull gets soft. That's the place of the tefillin shel rosh. In other words, it's got to be above the hairline. Or, as the Shari Aaron says, where the hairline used to be. Or supposed to be. If somebody has a much receding hairline and it's all the way back to the middle of the head, it doesn't mean you put your tefillin behind there. It means where the hairline is supposed to be, the tefillin have to be totally above there, the entire bias, not just starting there. Many times, says the Mishnah Berura, he says you see people with their Shal Rosh, it's too, sometimes it's too loose, they have to get it tightened. Sometimes it happens also after you get a haircut. It's stretched out a little bit, it was stretched, and now all of a sudden you get a haircut, now it's a little big, but one has to make sure that it's in the right place, says the Mishnah Berura. Piris de Bein Necha La Mamishu. As you know, the Karaites believe Bein Necha is literal, but we know it's La Mamish. De Gam Reading Zera Shava Milos Asima Karcha Bein Nechem. The Mishnah Berurah quotes our Gemara. Ma Lahala Makam Shoza Karcha of Huba Rosh Afkan Maslam Makam Tfilin Makam Shei Shaychas Karcha. The Rabim Nechshalim Beisr Zeh. Says the Ramba, says the Mishnah Berurah, many are Nechshal. Vitoim Lomar. And they make a mistake to say Shahakatsaha Elyon Maslam Makam Asayar. Right, the same place. It starts at the hairline, but then you go in which direction? The ikara tefillin munach al ha-meitzach, but it goes down after that. Put it on the forehead. For over mal iser daraisa, the violent iser daraisa. Why? The kol tefillin tzrichim lios munachem abakam sheish karcha. You have to put it in the place where they usually do kireach, and that is above. What's the iser? Is an iser putting tefillin in the wrong place? Because it means you're just violating, not fulfilling the mitzvah tefillin. Right, tefillin. There's a chazal that says tefillin mushemunachem shalobim komam kiilu munachem bekisan. It's like it's in the bag if you don't put it in the right place. Right, so he says aval ein lahashkiach lemishiyish lo saras arukos. And just because you have long hair and they hang down over your forehead, don't get tricked or fooled. Right, so shochven alchati ameitzach leniyashon tefillin. No, v'chol ameniyach alameitzach hu mina karoyim v'lo asa mitzvah ubal nefesh kol bal nefesh yazir lechaveira v'yolandim shlikashlu bazeh. Have to tell our friends. So one has to know. Sometimes you see there are some people always in shul that they're the tefillin patrol. You know, they see you, they're going over to everybody. You know, you have to move this, you have to move that, you have to move this. So one has to know when their tochacha will be heard. Maybe it's a good idea to go over to somebody who you know. If you don't know somebody, go over to them. They might like feel that, who are you to tell me what to do? But maybe if there's a gabbai, a rav, or somebody who might have more effect, one has to know that. But what? At least for ourselves, we have to be careful about this. So as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, that somebody who does not wear tefillin is called somebody who is posheya, negligent, begufan in their body. So that's something that one has to be nishalom, but that's learned out from this Gemara. The makam anacha begova shel rosh. There are different minhagim, just two other points on tefillin, there are different minhagim about a mirror. Should one and can one use a mirror? So there is a Sanzarov. The Sanzarov was quoted as saying in a number of Asfarim, he's quoted that you should not use a mirror. Shouldn't have a mirror. Why? Ain't Sorach Ledakti Kol Kach Bazeh. First of all, what do you mean Ledakti for? Looking to check if the tefillin are in the right place? So usually we're not checking for up-down, we're checking for right-left. We're checking for is there a place, is it between my eyes, above? So we want to also make sure that it's the height is correct. But it says that the Divrei Chaim and Chelek Beisim and Vav, Demash Amr, Demakam Yishav Rosh Laniach Shtei Tefillin, Neomer Gam Barochav. It's a question, but the Gemara says it's a place to put two tefillin. Remember, the Kohen Gadol had the tzitz and the tefillin on his forehead. Same time. So there's a place to put two tefillin on, says the Rechaim, that applies to width and height. And therefore, d'lis takel b'mara im tefillin he be'emsa hu minag boros. He says, what are you doing? It's foolish. You don't need, you basically got it. There's enough to put two tefillin there. So if you put one tefillin there, it's going to be enough. And says the Divrei Chaim, al mava lama nichnas toeva? But Beis Hashem, a mirror. First, not for shul, a spiegel. Is that a mirror in Yiddish? As in writes, v'im ha'is taklus b'spiegel, yiftach b'gdolim b'shas hanachas tefillin, yistayim b'ktanim lios hamara b'neinehem b'shas tefila, b'makam ar shamayim. You'll be busy looking at yourself, you know, in the middle to see how your hair is, and doing that, you're seeing how you word at your own looks, and so when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Divrei Chaim says, one shouldn't wear tefillin. Other achronim, though, shouldn't have a mirror when in shul looking at it. But other achronim, the others say that kam megedolim yirei Hashem had a little mirror in their tefillin bag. It wasn't used for anything else. Rav Shlomo Zalman is also mentioned in Halicha Shlomo that it's fine. Mar shemishtamish l'kadei l'dayek banachas tefillin mutar litna b'toch tich tefillin. Wanted to put it in the bag, and you could use it. Umikol makom adif sheyanicha b'tik hatalus, says the Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Maybe it's better to put it in the talus bag. As we know, the tefillin bag has the status of tashmishe kedusha. Anything connected to the ksav of Torah, a mezuzah box, a tefillin bag, any that's all considered tashmishe kedusha, and it's shemus. Got to put tefillin bag in shemus. A talus bag does not. Talus bag has the status of like a talus itself of tashmishe mitzvah, not tashmishe kedusha. It has a lower level kedusha. So that's where Shlomo Zalman says maybe to put it in the bear. And then in the footnotes, it quotes v'cheinu agrabina b'sof yamav, when at the end of his days, when he got older, Shlomo Zalman, when he needed the mirror, he used it because he wanted to make sure that it was in the right place. Even though earlier in life he didn't, towards the end of his life he started using it. That's the issue of a mirror, whether it's in the right spot. And one more issue in terms of the makom of the Shel Rosh, and that is, what about long hair? Is long hair, blurious, as it's called in the Gemara, is that an issue of tefillin? Is there a problem with very long hair? So there is a machzis ha-shekel, which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch made famous, who quotes, long hair is a chatzitza. Long hair is a chatzitza, and therefore if you have too long hair, there's a chatzitza tefillin not to be on your head, and too long hair is going to be a chatzitza. And he screamed, Kimashi Cyrus Gedolim Harbe Lekla Memer Haina Ravisa. You can't say this is just part of his body, and it's besides the fact that Shachatz Vegaiva, and it's Chukos Ha'akum, and you shouldn't do it. They thought, okay, so long hair per se might be an issue, whether how one looks, does one look like a bent Torah or not, but says the Rav Sternbach has a shuv in Shuvas Vanagos and Chelik Aleph, when he was still in South Africa, Simon Membez, you'll see it, he writes it in a second, he said it's very difficult, and the other posts can also wonder, how could long hair be a chatzitza? If a woman has long hair, she goes to the mikveh, it's a chatzitza, you gotta make sure there's no knots in the hair, the water gets in, but here too, it's part of your body. You want to say it's gaiva, you want to say it's the chukos agayim, okay. But to say it's a chatzitza for tefillin, he said it's unclear that should be, even though, yes, if you fold over the hair, it's so long that you fold it over, the tefillin are sitting on the folded part of the hair, it's above the head, okay, that's a chatzitza. But if it's straight hair, it's a little difficult. And then he says, Ubuzachrani, I remember, k'shenichnasti pam pnima l'hakadosh r'varon rokeach, the Adam rebels, b'kesh b'meni l'hagid l'bnei ha'yeshivas, that there is a problem of chatzitza. But if Sternbach writes, Linya Macha, he says, I'm not sure if it's a chatzitza. And even trying to tell them to cut their hair, people who have long hair sitting in the base medrash, probably not going to listen. I don't think if that's the right, kiruv method. Mitzvah lomar dabar hanishma dafka. Ubi yeshivas lita lo machu alze. The elu sha'asu kein ha'yekadeh lo ligrom richug yoser beinam l'mishpachtam. You have to know what would work and what's positive and what's not. Velosha also came in Bisham Shachas Vagaiva, Vakoshken Kam Bidrom Africa. Umameluk, now he's on the Moetzes in Yerushalayim. Umameluk, Josiris, Revisayo Bakach, Afshe Gedolim Yish Makilim Dilo Nikra Chatzitza. It's not going to be called Chatzitza. You have to try to figure out a way to get them to look like B'nai Torah, but Labdafka that it would be called a Chatzitza. That's in the Chelek Aleph of the Tshuvas. Interesting to look at Chelek Aleph and Chelek Dalet. You know, different perspectives from South Africa and from Yerushalayim. Okay, let's continue now. So says the Gemara, Bein Labaya Bein L'Rava, Hai Banamate Mai Darshi Bei. So Abaya and Rava were number two and number three. What do they do with source number one? Banamatem L'Hashem L'Keichem. So Hami Bar, look at the Tanya, they use it for the following. Banamatem L'Hashem L'Keichem. Bizman Shatem No'agim Inag Banim, Atem Kriyim Banim. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you act like Banim, right? When you're Lashem Lokechem, then you're Banim. Ain't Atem No'agim Inag Banim, if you're not knowing like a Banim, Ain't Atem Kriyim Banim, they're not called Banim. Did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're only a Ben if you act like a Ben. Rabbi Meir Omer, Benkach Uvenkach Atem Kriyim Banim. Rabbi Meir says, no, you're always called a Ben. Shneamar Banim Schalim Hema, like it says, my foolish sons, even when you're a fool, you're still called sons. V'yomer Banim Le'imun Bun, my sons that are not faithful to me. still called sons. V'yatem zera mereim banim mashchisim. My children that are acting evil in an evil way, banim mashchisim, which we'll see even means avodah zara. V'omer v'haya b'makam she'yeomer lahem lo ami atem. Even if they will not be called my nation, yomer lahem bini kol chai. They'll still be called sons. So Gemara says, my v'omer, what are all these v'omers? All these psukim. According to Rabbi Meir, if you want to say only foolish, if you act like fools, you're my sons. But if you're not faithful to me, then you wouldn't be called my sons. So we say, no. That's even the second pasuk. Even if they're not faithful. We'll see a Rashba on this in a minute. Maybe if they're not faithful, then meaning they're not totally keep all the mitzvahs, they're still called banim. But if they bow down, if they worship Avodah Zarah, then for sure not. The Meshumadim, Tashma, no, even there, Omer Zera Mereim Banim Ashchisim. Rabbi Meir says, once a Jew, always a Jew, at least in certain regards. V'chitema, if you want to say Banim Ashchisim Udimigru, then if you're Oben Avodah Zarah, you're called Banim Ashchisim. But Emal Yalomigru, you're not called wonderful sons. But Tashma, V'yomer V'hayyab Makam Asher Yemer Lohem Lo Ami Atem, Yomer Lohem Bini Ka Kel Chai. You're still called Bini Kel Chai. Rashi adds, Al Yidei Tshuva. Al Yidei Tshuva. You're not going to be considered so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't do Tshuva. Well, you're still over Avodah Zarah. But like the Rambam says, Malchus Shabali Tshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yicholim Lamucham. Right? That, but through Tshuva, one can get back to being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a Tshuva Zarashba. See, one Dvar Halacha and one Dvar Machshava on this Banim Atem L'Hashem Malkeichem. The Rashba has a Tshuva where he was asked in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet. It's quoted in Yeredeya. A Meshumad La'Avodah Zarah. Let's say you have somebody who converted to Christianity, Rechman al Islam. Are they Matami Ba'ohel? They're goof, their body. They Matami Ba'ohel. Imlav. Do we say, Ava Bishachata Yisraelhu? Like we darshan for the Pasuk in Yoshua, right, by Achan, Ava Bishachata Yisraelhu? Odilma, no. Or do we say, since there are many halachas that we treat him like a guy, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda by a Mishumid, and you're allowed to be Malvahim Baribis, right, the Yatsa Mechal Yisrael Lagamre? So since you say that, so maybe Linyan Tum also. Maybe in your Tumid Araisa also you would say that. So Tshuva says the Rashba, Ivra Yisrael Meshumin Mutar Lavos Baribis. Yes, you're allowed to lend it with Ribis. And Emachziran Lo Aveda. And you're allowed to do that. But, and there's a concept of Merid Velo Malin, which might not apply with Manazeh. If he falls into a pit, you don't have to get him out. But, Aval Lagabi Tuma, Be Adam Tal Yerachmana. By Tuma, it depends if you have the halakha status of Adam, not Yisrael. And Adam, right? Adam Ki Yamas Ba'ohel. Va'od is that Adam who Velo Behema. This is an Adam out of Behema. The kiddush of kiddushin, the gito of get, the ishto asur ashi garish begat kisrael. We paskin, which is a tragic situation sometimes. Let's say somebody goes over and becomes a meshumid. He didn't give his wife a get. His wife's an aguna. You don't say she doesn't have a husband anymore. Ubechlau banim hu kedivrei Rabbi Meir b'shili perakamet the kiddushin. Shili, we're almost at the end. Right? He quotes that Rabbi Meir says, even if you're an Odev Adazara, you're still called banim. And he quotes our whole Gemara, and therefore, and then he adds, v'afagad Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda alachu Rabbi Yehuda. Even though usually passing like Rabbi Yehuda, Hach Rabbi Meir Kroikadaik. Number one, here Rabbi Meir has the Pasuk supporting him. And number two, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree they're still Adam, even though if they're not Banim. So therefore, he paskins that they are, you're born a Jew, your mother's a Jewish, your goof will be Metame Be Ohel. So that is the Rashban Kufat Dalid from Banim Atem L'Hashem Lokeichem.
Yeah. Adam would also include
Goyim. Well, that's a question. Would Adam include Goyim? That's the Machlokas Mishonim. Right, whether non-Jews are Matai Ba'oel, we discuss it. But the Pashas, we say that they're not. So Tosa says in Bava Kamma and all other places, Adam, there's a difference between Adam, Kiyamas Ba'oel, and Ha'adam. That's where Rabbi Thomas Machalik. Adam is Matame, but not Ha'adam. Not Ha'adam. Okay, let's continue.
I'll borrow a jacket.
Okay, go to Ima. Ima will get you a jacket. Okay, weiter, says the Yam Simcha, Abana Atem L'Hashem L'Keicha, my son, my Michal just walked in, those of you who are out there listening. Okay, my three-year-old. Okay, says the Gemara. Before you got to the Gemara, says the Yam Simcha, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Fried, who was a brother of a former balabas of mine in Woodmere, Shmilu, says the Yam Simcha on a pasuk in Ha'azinu. The pasuk says, Vayomer Astira Panai Mehem. I will hide my face from them. Ere'eh ma'acharisam. I will see what happens at the end. Kidor tapuchos heima banim lo emun bam. They are not. That's the pasuk that we darshan here at Rabbi Meir. So what's exactly the pshat of ere'eh ma'acharisam? What does that mean? So he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov of Mashal. He says, what's Hester Panim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's like a king who wants to see which of his servants are faithful. And that's why he does a lot of does a lot of things to try to dissuade them. He puts his kisei down the edge of a hallway, and there's all these walls and rooms you have to go through to get to the king, and there's all these scary pictures on the walls to get in. There's lions and tigers and bears and everything drawn on. So the servants that are not as faithful, they like start dropping off before they get to the king. And only ones that have the strength and the wherewithal and the inner emuna that I really want to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they go beyond. They get through the Hester Panim and they get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Vayomer Astira Panai Mehem, I'm going to be Master Panim from them, Erem Achrisam, because I want to see what's their Achris. I want to see who's the real faithful ones, because it's going to weed out Kidar Tapuchos Eimon, because I know a lot of this nation is Dar Tapuchos Banim Le'emun Bam. They're not really Naaman. They act like they're Naamanim, but if they're not deep down, they are not Naamanim. That's the pshat here. Only Banim that are Chazak with their Ava, those are the ones that are going to last. That's where Rameir Darshan's Pasuk Banim Le'emun Bam. Okay, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, Hasmichos Vatnufos, other mitzvahs that women are pturos from, that we're going to have makoros for each one. Hasmichos Vatnufos. Smicha, leaning on the animal. Tnufos, waving the animal. The first two Tosfos says applies even to Yisrael. The rest of them are only going to apply to Kohanim, and the only Havamina would be by an Eshas Kohen. But Smicha, leaning on the animal. The Tnufa and waving the animal. Hahagashos, bringing close the Karbanos to the Mizbeach. Right, we know the dollar of Odos, Shechita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika. So Holacha is bringing it to the Mizbeach. And also Hagash is also called that. L'Hagish L'Mizbeach. V'Kemitzo is doing Kemitza, right, by a Karen Mincha. You also have the dollar of Odos, but the one that takes the place of the Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood by a animal carbon. So by a flower carbon, that's the Kemitza. We have the flower, and you rub your two outer fingers, and what's left is Nikmats burned on the Mizbeach. V'Haktaros, and the actual burning of Karbanos on the Mizbeach. V'HaMalikos, Malika is the Shechita that's done to an oaf. By a carbon, right? We usually, shechita is done by a bird, that's chulin. Malika is done by a bird that is a carbon, and they're never the twain shall meet. One is done from the front of the neck, that's shechita. One's done from the back of the neck, breaking the neck, that is malika. One's done with a kli, that's shechita. One's done with a fingernail, that's malika. There are differences. If you do one to the other, then it's pasul. It's a pasul animal, pasul carbon. So malikos is also only done by a man, Kohen, Vaha Kabbalos, and also Kabbalas Hadam, Vahazos, the sprinkling, Noah Hagim, Ba'anashim, Balobanashim. All these are only done by men, allowed to be done by men and not by women. Chutz, Mimincha Sota, Venezira. Except for the Mincha, the carbon Mincha of a Sota, which she also waves, Tnufa, Unezira, and the Mincha of a Nezira, she also is Menif. She also is Menif. The Rishash just says, where's there a carbon Mincha by a Nezira or a Nazir? I say it's the flower that's brought with the karbanos, but that's not waved. That's not waved. So what the mincha here must mean are the chalos that go with the nazir's karban. We know that with the karban toda there are chalos that go with it, and with a nazir there are karbanos. So sometimes you find chalos called the karban mincha. So that's what it must be referring to. Shema nifos, but these last two, they a nazira or a sota, also wave. As Tosfos in Kabbalos, we're about to have a makar, a pasuk for each one. Why women are excluded? But what do you mean? These are zman gramas. They're only allowed all avodas bayom. What is bayom? What do you need a makar for? What do you need a makar for to tell me that it doesn't apply to women? Tosfos says, you know why? Because the pasuk teaches me not only are they pater, but if they do it, the avodas psula. That's the additional point. If they do it, the avodas psula. That's what Tosfos says. And that's what the Rambam seems to say also. The Rambam says, if a zar does avoda, the avodas psula. What's a zar? Anyone that's not a male kohen. That's a zar. Meaning that includes women kohanim, that includes Yisraelim. In one sentence, he excludes everybody. That's what the Rambam seems to say. The Ritva here gives a different answer to those as Kasha. Why do you need a makar for? So says the Ritva, the principle of the Ptur of Zman Grama, the principle of the Ptur of Zman Grama only applies by mitzvahs chova legamre. Total mitzvahs chovos, that's where Zman Grama. Mitzvahs that you have to do. And that if the time comes, there's no way that you can't do it. But here's not a chovah legamrei. You want to bring a carbon, so you do the smicha. If you don't want to bring a carbon, you don't do the smicha. And you don't want to do it today, the Turi Evan adds. If you don't want to do the smicha today, you do it tomorrow. That is zman grama. You can do it any day you want. Any day you want. Okay, you can't do it at night, but that's not a zman grama that women would be pturos from. Okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara says, "Smicha." So we have the same makar by all of these. Smicha, darav b'nei Yisrael v'samach. Bnei Yisrael somchim v'menos Yisrael somchos. Right, Bnei Yisrael do smicha and not benos Yisrael. All the action we had, I think it was a Shabbos, so I didn't discuss it. We had it earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. You can look at it. The Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, Bali Tosis, another Rishonim, whether women can make a bracha on his man grama. Bali Tosis say yes, and that's the Ramah. The Rambam says no, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. It's all about smicha, where it talks about women doing smicha. They don't have to do it. So that's where it is discussed, whether they can make a bracha or not. So that Tosis quotes that earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph. Tenufos, the waving. Dabro Bnei Yisrael v'heinif. Bnei Yisrael v'neifah v'neibonot Yisrael v'neifos. Right, Bnei Yisrael. Hagashat d'chsev is otras ha-mincha v'ha-krev osel Bnei Aaron. Bnei Aaron should bring it close. Bnei Aaron v'lobonos Aaron. Kemitzos d'chsev v'eviel Bnei Aaron. V'kamatz Bnei Aaron v'lobonos Aaron. Haktaros d'chsev v'hiktir oso Bnei Aaron. Bnei Aaron v'lobonos Aaron. Hamalikos d'chsev v'malak v'hiktir iskish malika laktara. Getting the Bnei Yeshua wonders, you know, why there are many Bnei Yisraels in the Torah that we don't darshan, right? Not Bnos Yisrael, but again, some of them we have a Masorah that we should darshan. HaKabbalah's Dechsiv, HeKrivu Bnei Aaron. Where does Kabbalah? Kabbalah's Adam, how do you know that? Because it says, Bnei Aaron should bring close, Yomar Mar, VeHekrivu Zu, Kabbalah's Adam. We darshan that HeKrivu means Kabbalah's Adam. VeHazo'os, Hazo'a Dehecha. Okay, so the woman cannot do the sprinkling. So which sprinkling are we talking about? E de Parah, are we talking about the sprinkling of the blood of the Parah Duma? So Elazar Kasaba. So there it says, Elazar HaKohen has to do it. Meaning, who's Elazar? The Kohen Gadol. He was the assistant Kohen Gadol originally. So in Parshas Chukas, that was the Rashi quotes that it was a din in the assistant Kohen Gadol. But after that, there's a machlokas, whether it's done by any Kohen, but generally this Gemara is assuming, like the other Shita, that it's only done by the Kohen Gadol. So all Kohen Hediyot are excluded. So what do you even have to exclude women for? So that can't be what the Pasuk is excluding. E de Pnim. Are we talking about the sprinklings that happens bipnim, meaning certain sprinklings that happen on the Mizbeach HaZov, inside the Heichal, and on the Paroches, right, the Chatos Pnimios, all those Karbanos that are inside, the sprinklings are inside, HaKohen HaMashiach HaZabah, that also is done by the Kohen Gadol. Not Kohen Hedios can't do it either. So that can't be what the Pasuk is excluding women by. Ela HaZov de Ben Of. It must be referring to the sprinkling of a bird. What's hazaa? Right. So Rashi quotes dechsiv bechadas haof, second skinny line. V'hiza midam hachatas. Right. You sprinkle midam hachatas. Right. V'israch lashmina nashim psulos, and we learn that women are pasul. Just like by zrika, hazaa is a certain type of zrika. So that's why hazaa. That's what it's being referred to. The hazaa of a ben of a chatas haof. An olas haof is you squeeze out a little blood, but then you throw the whole thing on the mizbeach. A chatas haof is you do this hazah. So that's what it's excluding. The asi b'kal v'chomer mi ben son. I would have had it as a kal v'chomer from an animal that it would be okay. Uma ben son shlo kavalo kohen l'shchitaso kavala kohen l'hazaaso. I'm sorry, the kal v'chomer fits in by an animal which a kohen doesn't have to do the shchita. Right, we know that he is a share bazaar, as we've spoken about in the past, whether there's a lachachila of a coin, whether there's a lachachila of the bailim. But the Gemara says, if by an animal where a coin could do step one, kavala coin laza also, but a coin cannot, a Yisrael can do step one, but a Yisrael cannot do steps two, three, or four, right? Kavala holacha zrika, so benovsha, kavala coin la malikaso, but by malika, by a bird, a coin has to do even step one. A Yisrael is not allowed to do Malika, and Odishi Ikvalo LaHaza'a also. So surely a Kohen should have to do Haza'a, and therefore he wouldn't be allowed. If he even has to do step one, he even has to do step four. So that's the Makar for Haza'a, that a woman cannot do Haza'a. The Makar is a Kal V'chomer. Ask Tosfos, Dibra Maskuluma, what do you mean? I can be Mafrik the Kal V'chomer. I can ask you a Kasha. What do you mean? What's the Kasha? At least by an animal, you have to use a knife. Doesn't that make it more chamor? By an animal, you have to use a knife, a kli. By shaking here, all you have to use is your fingernail. So Tosfos says, who says a knife is more chamor? Maybe a fingernail is more stringent. You're not allowed to use a kli, you have to use a fingernail. So it's not clear that that should be a chumor that would be mafra the chavachomer. Right? Maybe that's right. The Tosfos says in the first wide line. It's not such a pircha. It's even more of a chumor. Okay. So the exclusion is they're pturos from all of the tnufas and smichas except for the tnufa of the carbon sota and of the nazira. Says the Gemara. First let's do Tosfos. Top Tosfos. Amazing Tosfos, we can spend a long time on it. Tosfos says, what do you need a makar for to teach me that all of these avodas are pasal? We know a kohen bizbasha big day malayim kuhunasam alayim. The Gemara in Zvachim tells us that if a kohen is not wearing this big day kahuna, he can't do the avoda mechusar begadim. So here the women aren't wearing the begadim, so it's possible anyway. So what do you need a makar for to teach me it's possible? Women aren't wearing the big day kahuna. Tosfos has two answers. Number one, maybe she put on the Big Day Kahuna. Maybe she put on the Big Day Kahuna. She put on the Big Day Kahuna. So you don't have that problem. Number two, says Tosfos, Inami Tav Tosfos, Yishlomar, Kivan Shalon Itztavu B'Big Day Kahuna, Lo Havi Mechusri B'Gadim. Since they don't have the Sivya B'Big Day Kahuna, so they are not considered Mechusri B'Gadim. What's the Pshat? So Achronim, the article about this, if you want, in the Beis Yitzchak, number, not Lamed Beis, whole article about Big Day Kahuna, where the Achronim discuss what is the psul of Big Day Kahuna at root. Does somebody who wears, when a Kohen puts on the Big Day Kahuna, is that what's called a din in the Avoda, the pashtus? It's part of the Avoda. One of the things you have to do for the Avoda is to wear your begadim, to wear the begadim, to do the Avoda. Or do we say it's deeper? It's a din in the Kohen. If you take the Lashon and Gemara and the Gemara's Bacham literally, Bizman she bigdehem aleihem, kuhunasam aleihem. They're not a full Kohen regarding the Avoda until they're wearing their begadim. So, a lot of nafkaminas, do you count Big Day Kahuna as a separate mitzvah? The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah, the Ramban jumps on him. No, it's just part of the Avoda. What are you counting it as a separate mitzvah? It's part of Ola and Chatos and Shlamim, says the Leib Sameach. No, you know what? The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah? Because it makes them a Kohen, separate from the Avoda. So there are many nafkaminas related to this din b'kod v'din b'avoda. One of them is Artosfus. If you're not mechuyev in Big Day Kahuna, you have to wear Big Day Kahuna. So if it's a din in the avoda, that's the first day of Tosfos. You got to wear it. Din in the avoda. Doesn't matter who's doing the avoda. Masha Enkein, is it if it's not a din in the avoda, din in the kohen? So if you're not a kohen, you don't have to wear. You're putter. There's a discussion in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu during Shivas Yimei Miluim, did he wear the Big Day Kahuna? So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a kohen. He wasn't a Kohen, he was a Levi. So the Gemara discusses, maybe he had the status of a Kohen. But that issue also might be, is it a din in the Avoda? And was that what Shiva Simulum considered Avoda? You might formulate that question a little differently, but it might hinge on our issue as well. It's also an interesting point, and then we'll continue. There's a machloka in the Gemara in Zvachem Daf Yud Ches. There's a question whether the Begadim have to fit. So do they have to be... they can't be too long, they can't be too short, but there's this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether it's totally on how it looks when you put it on. Meaning, even if it's a little big, if it looks good, if it looks perfect, that's fine. Or inherently, it has to be objectively fit perfectly. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Right? Doesn't matter. So what if it fits nicely? If the hem is rolled up underneath, then it's no good. So again, that might be totally. This is in the Avoda, so if you look perfect, you look fine, that's good. The Avoda is being, there's a covered Avoda. But if it's then in the Kohen, maybe objectively it's got to fit you perfectly. And if it's too long on you, even though it looks good, it doesn't matter. It's then in the Kohen. So again, there are five or six nafkaminas related to this issue. Maybe you'll be mechalik between the Begadim of the Kohen and the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Also somewhere to look at. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Amr Lei, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the Dare. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, the one that lived in his generation, because there were a few of them. Lo teizav akarachad Amr Lei lash baitza, don't sit down until you answer me this kasha. Minayin le mincha sota shaduna tenufa. How do you know that mincha sota needs tenufa? Minolon, beguf exiv. What do you mean? It said, the pasuk says, vehenef is a mincha. It says that you wave the mincha. Ela tenufa bebailim minolon. How do you know that tenufa has to be done with the bailim? Asya yad yad bishlamim. You learn that from Gzeira Shava, from Karbin Shlamim. Ksiv hacha valka chakoim yad ha'isha. The Kohen takes it from the woman. Ksiv hasa. Yadav to Vienna, that his hands taken. Malachan Kohen, Aflahalan Kohen. They both have tenufa by a Kohen. Malachalan Bailam, Afkan Bailam, and also the Bailam. Hakait said, how do you do both? Kohen machas yad, tachas yad, Bailam, umainif. The Kohen puts his hands under the Bailam's hands, and then tenufa takes place. Ashkechan Sota Nazir Minalan. That's by Sota. How do you know Nazira? Asikaf Kachbi Sota. You learn it now, Xer Shava from Sota. Tomorrow we'll start off with the Tosis in Sota and Dafyu Tess, where Tosis asks, what about Nagia? How could a Kohen touch the Sota's hand? So Tosfos there, and Tosfos the W test gives three different pshatim for this, and will relate to putting a ring on a kala who's a chupas nida. There's other issues that come up. Negiya shalo b'derachiba. We'll talk about that at Ramban. Bezrem, that'll be the start tomorrow's year. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll talk about Chadash also. Stay tuned.